today's gospel is a very nice gospel. It gives you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. So the question is asked today, what shall I do to enter heaven, basically? And Christ answers it very clearly, very simply and very clearly. And so today's gospel is a nice message of how do we enter into heaven. So the gospel is from Luke chapter 10. Now Luke chapter 10, we only pick a small portion for the gospel today, but there's a lot more that happens in the chapter. So the chapter starts by Jesus sending out the 70 disciples. They send them out two by two. And they go out and they heal people and they cast out demons. And they come back very excited that they've done all these major miracles. And God says to them, Christ says to them, I've seen Satan fall from heaven today. I've seen you overcome Satan. I've seen you trample on Satan. But don't be even happy about that. Be happy that your name is written in the book of life. So you must wonder when you read that, what is it that got them in the book of life? What is it that pushed them into the book of life? Is it just that they did miracles? Is it just that they served God? What is it that put them in the book of life? And that's what the rest of the chapter tries to tell us. And then Jesus says, he says something that's really interesting. He says that this thing that I'm going to speak to you about is babies understand it, but adults don't understand it. Wise and prudent people don't get it, but babies get it. Babies understand. And blessed are you if you can recognize it. So Christ comes into the world and does all these major things. And people see miracles and think he's a great man. But blessed are the people that actually recognize this thing that gets them into heaven. So what is this thing? So then, this gospel today, this section that we read, is actually the introduction to the parable of the Good Samaritan. And St. Luke makes it very clear to us. So a lawyer comes to Christ, testing Jesus, and says to him, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So of course we hear that question and we immediately listen. What's Jesus going to say? How's he going to answer this question? Because there must be major implications to my life. And Jesus tells him to answer his own question. And the answer is very, very basic. It's a very basic answer. Love God and love neighbor. The Christian life to Jesus is very simple. Love God and love neighbor. As I said to you before, babies understand that concept. Babies understand the concept of how to love, how to forgive. Babies understand of how to love unconditionally, despite the character that's in front of them. Babies know how to love God and obey God. As we get older, as we get more wise, as we get more prudent, we start to love money instead. And money gets in the way of my love of other people. Or my pride, or my jealousy, or the love, the fact that I just love myself, or my anger. So many other things get in the way. But babies, that doesn't happen to babies. Babies just love. That's just how they're designed. And so this man comes to test Jesus, has the answer. Jesus says to him, what do you understand? What do you think is the answer to get to heaven? And he says, love God and love neighbor. And Jesus says, that's right. That's correct. But does this man listen? Does this man understand? The answer is no. The answer is no, because as the story goes, after this point here, after what we read in the gospel today, the man says, wanting to justify himself, he says, who is my neighbor? And that's when Christ tells the story of the Good Samaritan. So he doesn't actually understand. And all the fathers are very harsh on this lawyer, because even though he logically understands, he does not obey the words that are being told to him. He does not follow that very simple instruction. Love God and love neighbor. So the first lesson I wanted to take from the gospel of today is that even if we come to Jesus with our impolite question, we come to him testing him, and we're impolite. And in fact, we're not ready to change. And we ask him the question, what do we need to do to enter into heaven? God, what do you want me to do in this setting, in this circumstance? And we come with a heart that completely is not ready to listen. Yet in his humility, in his politeness, he'll answer our question. And often you'll find the answer is very simple. Go and forgive that person. Go and love that person. Go and serve. Go to church. Go read the Bible. Go pray. You'll find the answer is very, very simple. Yet, we have to listen. If we're going to ask the question and God answers the question, you have to listen. You have to do something. You can't just be someone who's a hearer, but someone who's a doer. That's what God wants. So, the answer is very simple. How do you enter into heaven? Love God and love neighbor. The question is, do we do it? Do we actually do it? Do we leave that conversation with God thinking, alright, let me go on and apply this? Or do I leave testing God? Who is my neighbor? I don't get it. And so Jesus then, again in his politeness, goes on to tell a story about exactly how do you do it. Alright, you don't get it? Alright, let me explain to you how you do it. And he tells the story of the Good Samaritan. That famous story. Everyone knows the story. There's a man who goes out, he's a Samaritan. He gets robbed, beaten, left on the side of the road. A priest walks past, ignores him. A Levite walks past, ignores him. A Samaritan, who is an enemy of the Jews, or at least perceived enemy of the Jews, helps him and goes out of his way to help him. And Jesus says, who is the neighbor in the story? And of course, it's the Samaritan. Again, a simple story, a well-known story. And so Jesus is teaching us how to love our neighbor. And in fact, he's very gentle on the way he tells us to do it. He says that you can be living your life as you wish. Live your life the way you choose. You don't even necessarily have to go around looking for people to help. But at least, if you find someone who needs help in front of you, you find someone who is lonely, you help them. You give them some time. You find someone who is sad, you give them a word of comfort. You find someone who is poor, you help them financially. You find someone that needs help with their studies, you help them. They're struggling. You find someone who's under stress. Instead of me adding to their stress, I alleviate their stress. Or do I just compound people's stress? Do I just make their life more difficult? So Jesus is saying, even if you're just living your life, if you come across someone who needs help, help them. Don't ignore them. Don't walk past them. Because that's what we do every day because it's too difficult. Or I'm too afraid. Or it's too much work. Or I just have a lack of love. You know, that story, the Good Samaritan story, alright, the priest walks past and Levi walks past. But when you walk past your brother in a ditch, or your son in a ditch, who's been beaten, you would never do that. So Christ is actually telling them the concept of love. He's saying, if you love, then you can't walk past someone who is suffering. You can't just ignore them. And then when you start helping someone who is suffering, then you'll go over and above. Then you'll start paying for their food. You'll start paying for their hotel and their medical care. And all these things is what happened in the story. You start going over and above. But don't ignore people in need. Don't just walk past them. And these days, the great poverty, of course, is loneliness. The great poverty of our time is loneliness. In spite of all the social media and all that kind of stuff, people are lonely. So giving of our wealth, which is our time, our popularity, is what's necessary before God. So the first part of loving is loving our neighbor. I show my love for God by loving my neighbor. And that's by not ignoring those people around me. Don't ignore them. It starts with my family and it's outside my family. It's everywhere in my life. Again, God's message is very simple. And then you will live. And then you will live. And then the chapter goes on. The chapter goes on with the story of Mary and Martha. You know, that famous story where Christ is sitting there talking to them. And Martha is sitting at his feet. Mary is sitting at his feet. And Martha is serving. And Martha gets irritated at Mary that I'm doing all the work and Mary is doing nothing. And she says to Christ, tell her to get up and help me. And what does Christ say? He says, she has chosen the better portion. She has chosen the better portion. To sit at my feet is the better portion. And St. Luke is trying to tell us today, with his gospel, he tells the two stories in one chapter. And he's talking about love of God and love of neighbor. So love of neighbor is necessary. To do social work, to do humanitarian work in every part of our life, to love other people is necessary. But to love God is a better portion. To love God is a more eternal portion. So we can help people with their suffering, but it might be only temporary. But if we sit at God's feet, we drink from eternal water. And that's what St. Augustine says about this passage. He says that what was Mary eating? What was she receiving? She was taking in the truth. She was taking in justice. She was taking in mercy. She was taking in Christ and God. Martha, even though God does not rebuke her, Martha didn't recognize that like Mary did. So what is this sitting at his feet? What is this sitting at his feet? And again, it's very simple. The love of God is very simple. Christ makes it very simple. We often complicate it. But it's very simple. To sit at his feet is to come to his church. To sit at his feet is to partake of his Holy Communion. To sit at his feet is to sit with the gospel in front of you and read it and contemplate and think about it. To sit at his feet is to sit down and pray in quietness. To have a little bit of time on the side to sit in front of him in quietness. It's very simple, but do we do it? So, what is Christ feeding me today? If I don't read his gospel, how can I hear anything? If I don't listen to sermons, how can I hear? So the message today is very, very simple. So even the service of other people should not come in the way of sitting at Christ's feet. Even if I'm so busy with my service, it should not take that portion away of me sitting quietly and reading and praying and attending services and just standing in front of God. That is the better portion. So today the question is asked, how do we enter into heaven? What do we do to enter into heaven? And Christ answers very simply. In fact, we know the answer already, as this man did. This man who came to test Christ. We know the answer already. Love God and love neighbor. We love neighbor by our service, inside the church and outside the church. And we love God by sitting at his feet, by having an individual relationship with him, which is the highest and most preferred road. Glory be to God forever.